Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's going to be an interesting time now, I think, watching the Browns, as if it wasn't already going to be. But it's just going to sort of double, triple down into the fact that, all right, well, I don't know that there's a real way out of the fact that you have the fourth best quarterback in the AFC North. You are already pretty close to getting there, but like if Mason Rudolph would have started week one for the Steelers, you would have felt pretty good about saying that you had a chance to have the third best. Like I, in all reality, would 100% take Joe Flacco over Mason Rudolph. I'd probably, maybe he'd be up in the air. Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, kind of up in the air. Like, most definitely, if you're rolling out a rookie that's winning this job or Joe Flacco, I feel 100% confident. Yeah, you were QB3. Now, I don't want to make this as like some, oh, Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers, because it's not that. I mean, we all had the inkling and the idea that Rodgers is going to end up in Pittsburgh at one point or another. It was just whether or not he decided to sort of get up off his rear end and actually do it. Which, by the way, for somebody that was like, oh, I want the media talking about me this entire time. We all know that's what Aaron Rodgers is about. I want the media talking about me. I want this story to be dragged on as long as possible. Talk about picking a bad day. Just a bad day to make the announcement. Like, I mean, we're talking about it. It's definitely news within the AFC North and across the NFL, but it's not like take over your news day type of news, like where it is Aaron Rodgers day. Okay, there were a couple of days, I think, even like within the last 2 weeks that would have been better for this. But you pick game one of the NBA Finals, following game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. You probably could have picked a better timeline there if you really wanted to make it about yourself. Maybe that's part of the Aaron Rodgers ploy, though. But I do think with the Browns sort of dropping into clear quarterback four, there's just something that goes into this in my mind with where we stand on the quarterback now too. Right? Because obviously we know this season is a lot about figuring out whether or not you do or do not have the quarterback in the room to get something done and actually, you know, be able to transition this thing into a 2026 season and say, okay, we do have the quarterback, or we need to go through and draft one. That is the clear objective of the year. We've talked about that over the course of several months. But I almost feel like the pressure and the idea to say, okay, it has to be one of these guys, or hopefully it's one of these guys so we can use the pick elsewhere and you know, we can actually get back to competing. I feel like the pressure to Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, or the pressure that we as fans and media are going to put onto Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, it almost lessens with the idea of now officially knowing Aaron Rodgers is in Pittsburgh. Right? Because whether it's, what's most likely to be 1 year there and then probably an end of a career for Aaron Rodgers, or even if it's 2 years, you're staring at this thing and going, okay, even if there's a chance that, you know, Shedeur Sanders or Dillon Gabriel runs away with it this year, you're still quarterback four. The Browns are still going to lose a lot of games. I can legitimately look at the games that you're playing against the AFC North and go, yeah, well, this division is usually very competitive, and I think it has a chance to continue to be because it is the AFC North, and for some reason, somehow, it always feels like you end up splitting a lot of those games. But I can look at this and easily drop like 1-5, 0-6. I mean, the three teams that you have now competing, a 10-win Steelers team from last year that gets Aaron Rodgers instead of Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and then running it back, offensive firepower remaining the same, if not getting better, for both the Ravens and the Bengals. Those teams are going to be good again, too. So I think if you're counting on one of these guys showing up and being able to show out, it's like, yeah, even if it does happen, there's not a ton of room here for the Browns to be able to just leapfrog teams within the division and become this ultra-competitive team, make the playoffs, and make something out of it more. I think now when you look at the AFC North, you have to accept the fact that the Browns are slotted in at four, and you're basically hoping on something to just fly out of nowhere. Shedeur to be a top 12 quarterback in the NFL just to give you a shot at getting out of that four spot. And I think in reality, you're probably looking at a season, while I still have faith in Shedeur and think that there's a good chance that he can be a great NFL quarterback, if not at least a good NFL quarterback, that you look at this season right now and probably think to yourself, there's a much higher likelihood that I walk into 2026 and use one of the two first-round picks that I have available to me to draft a quarterback in the first round. I just don't think the pressure is the same. I don't think you look at this and say, all right, well, you know, if Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders can be the guy, you can save the season. You can be the one to turn it on its head. Sure, that opportunity is there, but to have to overcome and climb past Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Aaron Rodgers, not once, but each of them twice this season in order to be a competitive football team, it sort of just takes that pressure off. Not out of those two guys individually, because they're fighting for their NFL lives, but off of the idea from the Browns that it has to be this year. There's a really good chance that with whatever the Steelers do this year, their quarterback situation going into next season is going to be worse. And you already have a path to getting to, all right, well, you know, now we're the third best team in the AFC North. Okay, well, now a quarterback that's playing well can put us in that same tier, and we have the defense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fence to put us into a tier and not have to match them directly in the offensive way that, you know, some of these other teams feel the need that they have to with Kansas City and with Cincinnati and Baltimore. You can just sort of circumnavigate that by having a really good defense. But I just don't feel the same pressure. Looking at the AFC North and eyeing it up and down, I don't yes, I obviously care. I would love the answer at quarterback to be Dylan Gabriel, to be Shedeur Sanders. But if it's not, this year still remains about finding out whether or not the quarterback is or isn't in the room. And if it isn't in the room, well, I just don't feel that bad about it. I just don't feel that much set back, because even if I do think there's a great quarterback there, I think the path to him proving it and it being a stunning and overwhelming win is incredibly low. Right? He's not going to be able to produce wins in the same way that you would have if, you know, even the Steelers were out there not putting up the type of numbers that they are, because that's a week six, at least attempt at a victory. You have one of your first opportunities probably to steal a win in week six, or at least legitimate opportunity, one that looks like it on paper. With Aaron Rodgers, it definitely gets harder. Definitely becomes a legitimate roadblock sitting there in front of you. So if it ends up having to be drafting a quarterback next year, I think this is the one thing that opens up that opportunity to be like, all right, maybe this year shouldn't all be about the quarterback. Maybe this year should be about trying to evaluate a lot of the other parts of the roster with an understanding that if a quarterback surprises you, well, we pretty much hit the jackpot and we're going to be okay with it. But a lot of it should probably be about evaluating the running game with Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson now in the mix, and an offensive line that includes what we're crossing our fingers to be a healthy DeJuan Jones. The run game should be improved. The wide receivers have questions to answer between both Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman. Like, that maybe should be more of the focus in this year, knowing what you're going up against. Because a Brown schedule that includes Aaron Rodgers twice a year compared to, you know, a Mason Rudolph twice a year is an incredibly different task. You just don't have easy teams set up to take wins from. Like, I can look up and down the roster legitimately and probably not draw a win up until you play the Raiders. If I was going up and actually, you know, being very negative about it and just looking at this thing and saying, all right, are you better than this team? Like, just looking at it dead on, are you better? I could make the argument that you're not better than the Patriots and you're not better than the Jets right now. I'll make the argument you're better than the Raiders. That team, stinky. Downright bad. But I'm not willing to go say you're better than those other two teams. I might say you're better than the Titans. I might say you have a chance against the 49ers. But in a lot of ways, I look at this team and I think you legitimately start losing wins. You start taking away wins from your previous projection just at the fact that Aaron Rodgers is going to be there. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers is this all-world type of talent at age 41. I really don't. But the numbers speak for themselves. He played fine last year. He played relatively well. So I look at a quarterback in Aaron and say, well, you're certainly better than what I have, and you're certainly going to give me more of a product than I was getting with Russell Wilson last year if I'm looking at Pittsburgh. It's going to be better with Aaron Rodgers than it is with Russ. So that team only gets better. They don't have a ton of ways that they're not going to improve. Sure, they got rid of George Pickens. Guys, they added DK Metcalf. Like, again, not a world beater, not a turn it around. I think you're still looking at a team that's winning probably 10 or 11 games. But it's also something that's going to be better than the Browns. It's going to be very difficult to take down Aaron Rodgers on any given week, whether or not he has a Steelers uniform, a Jets uniform, or you reincarnate him as the Green Bay Packers Aaron Rodgers. It's still going to be difficult. Even taking one of two games from him is going to be a challenge. And you can't view the quarterback competition the same way. You simply can't. If you're dying at one of these quarterbacks to become the answer and you're banking on it, I would say probably reshuffle the thoughts, because it gets a whole lot more difficult from here on out. 216-474-0092. Does Aaron Rodgers add pressure or relieve pressure on the Browns to get the quarterback right this year? You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, VULINEC. Jake, swing it to our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty coming up for you guys tonight. As always, coming up here at 7:40. We'll get to the station buzz. Danny Cunningham of Locked On Cavs, the Inside Shot Substack. You'll catch him at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to him about what's going on with the Cavs. Assistant coaches basically potentially flying off the shelves. And an NBA final starting at 8:30. As well, we'll get to Get a Grip at 9. Cameron Justice, News Channel 5. We'll talk Browns with her at 9:20. And we'll bring in Matt Crowley later on in the 10 o'clock hour for another edition of Change Your Mind. But right now, 216-474-0092. Does Aaron Rodgers end it up in Pittsburgh and pressure or leave pressure on the Browns to get the quarterback right this season? We'll get to your calls and more coming up here on this in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick. With the guys here until 11 on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.